This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. As is my custom here, sometimes she gets sent away to places to train people where you can't take a Polaroid of them or you might vanish. But she is here today. She is the weaponized woman. She is Keita Bussey. How goes it?
Pretty good. How are you, Bill?
And with Keita, she brings with her today she is the founder of the DC Project. DC Project is where female shooters congregate and go see all of their representatives and senators. So they're coming from all 50 states. It's a genius project on the level that it's actually carried out on. Her name is Diana Mueller. How are you, ma'am?
Fantastic. Thanks for having me.
Before you take off, Keita, I want to ask Diana a question. Now, we just had a bunch of senators play nice with the Democrats, and they're passing something they call gun control, which isn't actually gun control, but it should have been passed at all. I mean, what they did was reprehensible. When this happens, does the DC, and I guess my question would be, does the DC project, in addition to that face-to-face that you guys do, do you have a line into their staff, their communications directors, all of these guys, the people you go see, the politicians you go see when you go see them in office?
Absolutely. That's what the trip is all about. That's why we started, is just to create those relationships. So when something like this comes down the pipe, we actually have relationships there that we can have conversations and meaningful conversations about the way we feel about it, or input on things, other things that we can do to go on the offense. Just this past week, we've had Senator Inhofe from his staff has reached out to us. Senator Cotton's staff has reached out to us. So we're in contact, and there's a lot of work to do.
Yeah,
we've been busy.
Absolutely. Okay. Well, that's good. I kind of felt like you guys wouldn't go to all that trouble to travel all that way and then just go, okay, that was nice. Let's get on the bus. I kind of figured there had to be more to it than that. Keita, please, if you will, take it away.
Yes, absolutely. Diana, why don't you start out by introducing yourself?
Okay. My name is Diana Mueller. I now reside in Coffeyville, Kansas. I have been in Tulsa, Oklahoma for close to 30 years before we came back here to my husband's stomping ground. But I was a police officer in Tulsa for 22 years, and then I turned my attention towards a second career as a professional competitive shooter, one of the few that can say that they can do that, you know. Very blessed. And then about 2015, I found myself on the East Coast with my husband and the Mitchellicks, and we were trying to do stuff as tourists on between two matches that were on the East Coast, and we found ourselves in Washington, D.C., where a friend of mine lived and said, do you want to meet your congressman? And I was completely apathetic. I didn't care one way or the other. And from there, we're sitting in front of him, and I said, hey, is there something that we should be doing to educate the people in this building that are making some horrendous decisions on misinformation and ignorance? So from there is where the DC Project got its start. You know, then I realized women have a stronger voice when it comes to the Second Amendment, since we don't fit that stereotype. And then I realized I could only have standing in Oklahoma, where I was from at the time. And so I started reaching out to one woman from every state, and we'd go to Washington, D.C., and break up. Kind of, if anybody knows anything about shooting matches, you know, we break up into small groups called squads, and we shoot the match kind of in a rotation. Well, we kind of do that the same way. We break up into smaller groups, and we make meetings on Capitol Hill for about 3 days every summer. Sans COVID summer. And, yeah, that's kind of where we're at. Now we're a nationwide organization. We have state directors in pretty much every state. And they're charged with doing the same thing at the state level that we do at the national level.
Okay, so can you talk some more about exactly what happens during that annual trip to Washington, D.C.?
Sure. So when we go to Washington, D.C., we come in usually on a Tuesday, and National Shooting Sports Foundation has always been gracious and a great partner to us, and they give us a space and a reception so we can come in, meet each other, talk about the week, talk about some important issues that may be hot topics for the week, things that we want to do. And then Wednesdays are good days because on Capitol Hill, there's a lot of members that have open houses like coffees in the morning. So from like 8 to 9 or 9 to 10, there's going to, on a Wednesday, you can pretty much, not guarantee, but that's your best bet at actually seeing a member and getting in front of him without any, it's not hard to do at all. So, but we try to take advantage of those. But other than that, we make our meetings before we get there. We coordinate with our teams and have an agenda, and we try to hit the House in the morning and Senate in the afternoon, because it's a long way between the House offices and the Senate offices. If you think of how long the Capitol building is, the House is on one side of that building, and then the Senate is on the opposite side. So it's, you know, it can be about a mile between offices. And then traditionally, on Fridays, we have a rally on the Capitol lawn. That's always very interesting. I was always opposed to this from the beginning, because I'm not a rally girl. But they talked me into it, and it's really powerful being on the Capitol lawn. And however small our rallies have been in the past, it's a pretty powerful experience.
Yeah, I've seen the photos with all the women wearing their sort of turquoise-colored T-shirts that say DC Project.
Uh-huh.
Was there a particular reason you chose that color, or is it just because you like it?
I don't particularly like it. I think it was probably, you know, there's a lot of teal within our industry. NRA women are kind of teal. Mia Anstein uses teal. Teal is already kind of established in our industry, so we just kind of picked that color and subconsciously almost. And we were really trying to be a counter-visual and counter-voice to Moms Demand Action. I testified for the first time in 2019, and we knew that's the first time we really realized that we have an opportunity to be a counter-visual to them. We knew that they would be in the gallery, and we wanted to have the same, the equal presence. So we got our teal shirts and created that logo that says educate, not legislate, and we threw on some blazers and looked professional, and they all sat right behind me, and it turned out great. But that was the beginning of, we call it the Teal for 2A campaign, and just trying to get everybody from our industry.
Let me get everybody to hold up right there.
Okay.
Because we're coming up on the break. This is the Weaponized Woman with Keita Bussey. Her guest is Diana Mueller from the DC Project. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. Speaking, it's the weaponized woman with the key to Bussy. Her guest is Diana Mueller of the DC product. Diana, I got another question for you, and I just want I've made a presumption about certain things, so I want to know, because you actually get there face to face with them. I speak face to face with a politician only once in a blue moon.
Well, we gotta correct that.
Well, the thing is, I've always said, as far as the issues are concerned, especially 2A issues, any politician, representative or senator, is only as good as his staff. Because his staff is...
Yeah.
You find that to be accurate?
I would say that, I don't have the depth of knowledge of being plugged into D.C. to say that, but it just seems natural that you're only as good as the people you surround yourself with, so that would probably apply.
All right. I was just curious about that. Back to you, Keita.
Okay, so I was wondering what your selection process is. So you only have one representative from each state who goes to the Capitol once a year. How do you choose those people? What is the criterion that needs to be met?
Well, they have to have a heart that those are our state directors. So remember when we first started this, I was just looking for each state to be represented at the national level, and we weren't even thinking about the state level at the time. So, honestly, I would take anybody who is interested, but now that we have expanded to the state level, you know, it's a little bit more commitment. So those ladies that would come with me to D.C. at the national level, I turned around and asked them, hey, would you be interested in doing a similar effort at your state? And a lot of them were like, I don't have time, and they weren't interested. So I went looking for state directors, and really they have to have a heart to lead and shepherd and stir the pot, really. We just need people who may not know how to do something, jump in the deep end and learn how to swim. That's what we really need. But if you have a heart to be the glue in your state and organize a trip to the state capitol, those are some of the things that we look at, you know. So it's not like we have a big selection process or hordes of people that we have to sift through to find the right one.
Right.
We're not that big.
Okay. So obviously an organization like this is going to require funding for these events. How do you go about raising funds to get people to the Capitol or to their state level?
Well, in the beginning, it was everybody was on their own dime and on their own time. And as we have grown and as we have expanded and that people, companies are seeing our value and we're becoming better fundraisers, now our goal is to at least cover the expenses of the people that are giving us their time, the volunteers that do this at a grassroots level. I'm trying to make sure that they aren't prohibited by not being able to afford to share their story or meet their legislator. So, every year we get more support. We have, we just did our annual three-gun match, team match, and you shot that one year down in Texas.
That was so much fun.
It really is. Team matches are fantastic, and everybody had a great time. We raised some money. But companies now, you know, I'm not a very good salesperson, and I'm really bad at asking for money. I feel like if people see our value that they should just, you know, fall over with their wallets open and let me have all of it. But I realize that's not how it happens. So within the past year or so, we've been a little bit more intentional about, you know, asking for meetings with the bigger companies, and they're responding, you know. They're throwing us bigger chunks of money that we're used to, but obviously probably much smaller chunks than, you know, is available. But they're supporting, they're recognizing the value of the effort that we're producing, and that, you know, really the women's voice is mission critical to saving the Second Amendment. I don't think that anybody would argue with that. Moms Demand Action is a Bloomberg-funded, well-oiled machine of women screaming and crying and pleading for more gun control in response to any kind of tragedy that happens. My position, our position at the D.C. Project is that your policies are proven to be failed. They're failed policies proven by decades of evidence from St. Louis, Chicago, Detroit. Those are gun-free utopias. So if your policies work, we would be right there with you screaming for the same thing, but they don't. So we need to hold criminals accountable, and we need to be able to protect ourselves. And having the Second Amendment is a big deal. But having the women's voice say that is something that our side has been lacking. I mean, firearms has been a traditionally a protector, a male role, a hunter, a provider. So it's only been in the past probably 20 years that you've seen the exponential growth from women firearms owners, and especially the past couple of years. I understand that, you know, we're 40-50% of those new first-time gun owners from the pandemic and the riots, and everybody is realizing that, hey, there isn't anybody coming to save me. Hey, I might need to be my own first responder.
So if somebody would like to make a donation, where can they go to do that?
Absolutely. Great question, Ida.
Before you do that, Diana, let's open up the next segment with that, because last time out we talked right into the break. How do they find, where would they have to go to get information on the DC Project?
They can check it out right now, dcproject.info, and then we'll talk a little bit more about it later.
And of course, Keita, who trains all of these hobgoblins that nobody can ever look at, how do they find you?
180firearmstraining.com. If you'd like to purchase a copy of my book, Smart Move Economy of Motion for the Shooting Sports, send me an email, 180firearmstraining@gmail.com. I'll sign it for you and ship it out.
Just like a Bruce Lee manual. No kidding. No kidding. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&H Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&H Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&H Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As inflation remains at a 40-year high,
The chairman of the Fed Reserve claims the nation's central bank is doing everything possible to curb it.
We are strongly committed to bringing inflation back down, and we're moving expeditiously to do so. We have both the tools we need and the resolve it will take to restore price stability on behalf of American families and businesses.
During a Senate hearing, Jerome Powell talking about soaring gas prices and food prices and the impacts on struggling families. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is vowing to get a bipartisan gun control bill passed by week's end. The New York Democrats saying the measure will make real progress against gun violence. The text of the bill was released late Tuesday, and many Republican senators say they'll have to read the bill before they'll decide if they'll support it. This is USA Radio News. In an attempt to lower gas prices, President Biden proposes several things he claims will lower the price by at least a dollar.
Today I'm calling for a federal gas tax holiday, state gas tax holiday for the equivalent relief to customers. Oil companies to use their profits to increase refining capacity rather than buy back their own stock. Gas stations to pass along the decree, the decrease in oil prices to lower prices at the pump.
The president's proposal does face some bipartisan opposition. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is vowing to get a bipartisan gun control bill passed by week's end. The New York Democrats saying the measure will make real progress against gun violence. The text of the bill was released late Tuesday, and many Republican senators say they'll have to read the bill before they'll decide if they'll support it. This is USA Radio News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check that out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Speaking with Keita Bussey, the weaponized woman, she's speaking with Diana Muller, the founder of the DC Project. I got one question before you talk about fundraising and where to go to donate to that. Who is the South Carolinian representative?
Amy Dillon is our South Carolina state director, but she has, you know, the past year been traveling and bouncing to Georgia and Texas. So actually, if anybody from South Carolina is listening, I'd be interested in talking to you about being the state director.
Too bad I'm not going to go there. I'm just not going to go there. You guys go ahead and concentrate on how to get donations and where you can go to donate, and I'll be standing by.
Yeah, Bill, I think we have enough of those comments out there right now. We can just skip over that.
Yeah.
All right, so go ahead and tell us, where can people go if they want to donate to the DC Project Fighting for Our Gun Rights?
DC Project, Women for Gun Rights, is dcproject.info is our website. So you can join. It's free to join. It is, but you can also donate there. So whether it's $10 or $10,000, or you know, if Elon Musk is listening, the Moms Demand has like a $60 million budget, so we'd be interested in talking to him as well. So anything helps, but you know, we're up against it's a David and Goliath type situation.
Right, it really is. So have you considered? Well, oh, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say that, you know,
the floor is yours.
Okay. So I was just going to say how, you know, the money that seems to get behind the gun control lobbies combined with the censorship from big tech, from social media platforms and mainstream media. We can't advertise on television, which, you know, it just seems like there is a concerted effort to squash us and to squelch us. So that's why it's so important for, you know, gun owners that believe in the Second Amendment is absolute, because there are gun owners out there that are FUD and they don't think anybody needs an AR-15, or they don't think, you know, you're not helping. You are a problem. Go educate yourself on the dcproject.info website. The landing page has a one-page document of why we oppose universal background checks, why we oppose red flag laws, why we oppose storage laws. You have to, as a gun owner, understand the issues for yourself in order to effectively communicate with your friends, your family, and your community. If you don't understand why, and you can be persuaded by their conversations, not helping at all. So I would just encourage everybody to be a disciple, like you are a disciple of Christ. You can't be a disciple of the Second Amendment if you don't study it. You can't be a disciple of America if you don't understand how we were made and the history behind how we were formed. So I would just encourage all of your listeners to be a disciple of these things. You know, put some effort into how to have a conversation, because when you're given that opportunity and you don't take it, you look like a deer in the headlights, or you say something stupid like, from my cold dead hands, you know, that's not the best, most effective way to influence somebody to your side. So it really does require a little bit of effort on everybody's part. And if we did that, you know, let's look at gun, like the DC Project or the NRA, who's been around for over 200 years. Those Second Amendment organizations are, I think the number was like 5% of gun owners are members of some sort of Second Amendment organization that's fighting for your rights. 5% of all gun owners.
Very low. In America.
That's stupid low. It's very low. So if any of your listeners are, you know, gun owners and do believe in the Second Amendment, I cannot implore you enough to get engaged. And I don't care who it is. It's usually like, what, $30, $40 a year? Give everybody $30 or $40 a year. Go join the GOA, join NRA, join the DC Project, join Firearms Policy Coalition. I mean, it's worth it to save our country. We are a republic if we can save it.
And bringing up those CCW numbers, if your state requires a permit to conceal carry, the more people we have with those permits, the more that's going to plead our case that this is something the public wants and needs.
Yeah, I mean, you've seen, that's what's so frustrating is polls say that 95% of Americans want stronger gun control. Well, that polls, you know, I stopped listening to polls for real in 2016 when they all told me that Hillary was going to win. But if that didn't teach you a lesson, then you still have to do your own research and realize that when you hear that number, go look at some legislation in your area, in your state, in your city, in the entire country. And where I'm going with that is that 25 of our states, 50% of our states, have now adopted constitutional carry. These things are being voted on and passing. So that's where your voice, that's where the voter is actually telling you what they want. It's not 95% of gun owners want stronger background checks or stronger this or stronger that. Put it on the ballot, and if that's the case, then you can win.
I fought for that in my state. We lost.
Well,
so what do you think about... Right. I did meet with my senator and House rep for that as well, but yeah, I basically got laughed out of the office because, part of that
them,
was...
You know?
Part of that was not allowing firearms in schools, having schools be gun-free zones. And now this issue is coming up prevalently. So people are really talking about arming and educating school staff so they can protect our children.
Well, that's good that somebody is actually paying attention to that, because there are still those out there that don't think that that's the right answer. And I can't, I
don't,
can lead a horse
I don't
to
mean
water.
In my state.
Oh. Well, you can
sadly not in my state.
Drink. Yeah, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. And there are people that I still have, you know, that still believe that these failed gun control policies are going to be their savior, and that nothing's going to happen to them or their kids if we just pass this next law. And I don't know if you saw it, but a couple of weeks ago, one of our ladies, Lucretia Hughes, was called to testify in a hearing in the House Oversight Committee. And she did a bang-up job, but, you know, we pointed out that these laws exist. They are failures, and that gun owners are not the enemy, and that gun control is not the answer. It's just that they have, you know, all those resources that I mentioned in the last segment. They have all of these resources that they can manipulate people. They can lie to people. They can influence people, and it's not necessarily with the truth. So, that's where it's up to all gun owners or all Americans, all, you know, constitutionally sound citizens to start speaking up. And I hear Bill.
Well,
yep,
it is that time. We're in the break, so you ladies hang on for me if you would. I'm just going to let you finish that sentence. Pick it up on the other side when we get back talking to Keita Bussey and Diana Muller. This is Lock and Load.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Made the same mistake I made yesterday. Coming from the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Keita Bussey and Diana Muller from the DC Project. Keita, just so you know, sometimes when I'm coming back from break and I reach over to my little board here to turn things up, sometimes I hit the wrong knob. And then I come across sounding like some sort of weird alien thing.
Oh, is that what happened yesterday?
I know that you do a podcast and everything, so that's just a little pro tip. Maybe look at your board before you touch one of the accursed knobs.
Good tip.
There you go. I'm just here to help. So you ladies have at it. I will be standing by.
Thanks, Bill. All right, Diana. So basically, with all of these gun laws that they're trying to pass, it's not just one overarching gun law that just takes away our guns, right? They're chipping away at it little by little by little, hoping that nobody notices until it's too late. So do you get into anything besides the gun laws? Because they are doing the same thing to other unalienable rights, basically our Constitution, the amendments are being sort of chipped away at little by little in other areas. So I feel like if they gain ground there, then guns are next, if you know what I mean.
Absolutely. And yeah, you can see it. It's you can feel it. You can see it. It's really hard to you know, paint the monster, but I do believe that there is a globalist, a one world order type feel coming from the entire universe right now. So
it feels like we're honestly
Orwellian.
It feels almost Orwellian, yeah. Like it's we're in 1984.
Yeah. So I can't remember where I was going to go with that, but it's the guns are really the only thing that's stopping them from just steamrolling their entire plan. So until they disarm us, they have to play nice. I mean, an armed society is definitely a polite society. I'm sure they would spin that to where it's not, but I'm telling you, that's their ultimate goal, is to take away the Second Amendment, because without the Second, you can't protect any of the rest. Our entire Constitution, our entire country can crumble at any moment.
Right. And it just blows my mind that they're making laws that go against the Constitution our country was based on.
Yeah, well, that's what you have when you have a crooked media and crooked companies. And that's one of the biggest things that I've realized since I started paying attention, is that these companies, these corporations, they're doing something called corporate activism or shareholder resolutions that allow them to basically circumvent our Constitution, any kind of, you know, how we normally pass law, in order to do their will. So whether that be losing money and ostracizing gun owners, or, you know, they really believe it's a moral issue. And I can tell you from experience that I have sat in a room with them at the New York Times and listened to them conspire on how to make guns the next, you know, tobacco or the next LGBTQ issue. They are hell bent on getting our guns out at whatever detriment of losing money. You see what Dix did several years ago. They weren't concerned. They were concerned with the moral victory over their judiciary responsibility to their board. It's amazing. It's amazing to listen to it. It's amazing to watch it and then absorb that this could be possible in the United States of America.
Yeah, Teresa and I were just talking about this, how they word things to make it sound scary or intimidate people. Like using the term ghost guns makes it sound scary when you're 3D printing a receiver.
Right.
You're allowed to build a gun.
Right, and it's illegal already to sell guns that you build, your homemade guns. You can't sell them. We can't make them with the purpose of selling them. So I love
right.
how they're always trying to make things that are already illegal more illegal. And they're doing it again with this bipartisan bill that they, I don't know, it's just crazy. But the straw purchasers, one of the line
right.
items in that is making straw purchases illegal. And I'm like, you guys have had that for many, many years, and we need a law that has district attorneys have to prosecute straw purchasers, because it's just, there's so many laws in the books. They aren't interested in holding criminals accountable. They are only interested, in my opinion, some are only interested in disarming in America. And if we disarm, then
right.
they can have their power.
Right. That's a really interesting point, is that that's who they're disarming, is the good law-abiding citizens. The criminals are still
right.
going to have guns. They're still going to get guns. They're not doing
well,
anything to stop
you,
them.
Right. They're actually letting them out. They are getting bail
yes.
for them. They are telling them to be
yes.
more confrontational. And then they turn around and they call us the domestic terrorists, white supremacists.
Yes.
You know, they just, it's continual gaslighting from these people. And I'm just floored that half of America just seems to, like, accept it and drink the Kool-Aid. It's bad.
We've had a major issue here in Wisconsin the last couple of years with people skipping bail, and they're just, oh, okay, whatever. The punishment does not fit the crime. They're being let go, and these are pedophiles. People have done horrible, horrible things that are just out on the street. As you could see in the Kyle Rittenhouse case, he actually took a couple of them out.
Yeah, and the media is telling those that are plugged in to hate him and call him a murderer. So that's the scary part. But I tell you, there is some bright light, because there are a lot of people that are doing work besides the big 2A organizations. You've got the DC Project. You've got Hold My Guns, which is a good friend of ours, Sarah Joy Albright, and addressing mental health. Our industry is doing a lot. You've got Black Guns Matter with Maj Touré. We have there is a true grassroots grassroots effort from the firearms industry to make a difference.
Yeah, and we can't let them take even an inch of our freedoms, because once you give them an inch, they're going to walk all over you and take it all. It's like a little kid, you know, when a kid wants to see what they can get away with, how far can I push before I get punished? That's what they're doing. They're just seeing how far can I push before they actually stand up and do something.
And it's incrementalism when it comes to, keeping away at our rights. It's just a little bit death by a thousand cuts. And I honestly do believe that we are at war with whomever it may be that is in charge of the White House.
You can't tell me that. We have run out of time.
Oh, Bill, you're such a pooper.
It's not me, you know. It's Father Time. Father Time listens to no person. Thank you very much for joining us today. Yes, absolutely.
Thanks, Diana. Thanks, Bill. Bye-bye.
Hour number three is inbound. This is Lock and Load.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high quality distance education using time tested materials and hands on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.